Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, a vigil for the missing West boys. Second, a Missouri lawmaker is in some big trouble. Third, don't mess with this judge. Fourth, an attorney has been disbarred for making porn films in Florida jails. Not looking good for R. Kelly. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. We'd ask if you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Now, hopefully you all joined us for our live, but if not, I think it was worth the while to watch last night. And if you weren't a Patreon member, you definitely should be. We had a great conversation. Now, first on the docket, a vigil for the missing West boys. That's right. Orrin and Orson West have been missing since December 21st of 2020. There's a reward for anyone that can provide information as to the whereabouts, and that reward is up to $100,000. Well, the biological family held a community candlelight prayer and vigil on Tuesday night for Orrin and Orson West, who've been missing from California City for over a month. The organizers are asking that individuals keep praying and hoping that the boys are okay and that they will be returned home safely. Now, we talked a little bit about this last night on our live program. There's lots of theories, and the police in this particular case have not identified anyone of interest that they're looking at as a suspect. And we also played a video that we talked about a month or so ago, and it shows, take a look at this. From the time that this child is walking down the street after just getting off a school bus, it literally takes about 6 seconds from the time that she is thrown in the car and abducted. Now, this particular case, the girl was recovered a short time afterwards, but needless to say, it must be very traumatic for her. But the point of the video is, look how quickly someone can potentially disappear just like that. So let's hold our theories in the West case until we have actual evidence. Now, the police did go through the yard yesterday again in California City with some imaging devices that allow them to look underground. No information has been released as to what they were looking for, why they went back to the house, or if they have found anything. We'll have to wait and see. As the evidence develops, we'll see if leads are developed for any suspects. Next on the docket, a Missouri state legislator is in trouble. Tricia Durgis, she's a member of the Missouri House of Representatives, has pled not guilty after being indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly offering a fake COVID-19 stem cell cure from clinics that she runs in the southern part of the state of Missouri. She also faces other charges of illegally prescribing controlled substances and making false statements to federal investigators. The 20-count indictment alleges that she used seminars, media interviews, and social media to promote a stem cell shot marketed as regenerative biologics, something she called an amazing treatment stands to provide a potential cure for COVID-19 patients that she says was safe and natural. She allegedly made $191,000 from these injections, claiming that they would cure pulmonary disease, Lyme disease, erectile dysfunction, and urinary incontinence. However, the injections were allegedly nothing more than amniotic fluid purchased from the University of Utah. It didn't contain any of the stem cells, nor does amniotic fluid cure any of the aforementioned conditions. The United States attorney prosecuting the case says that the defendant has abused her privileged position to enrich herself through deception. The United States attorney went on to say that as an elected official, and a healthcare provider. She deserves to be held to a higher standard. The grand jury indictment exposes her deceptions and holds her accountable for her actions. Now, obviously, we give Ms. Sturgis the presumption of innocence because she has not pled guilty or been convicted by a jury. We'll follow that case and see how it turns out. I would anticipate some type of a guilty plea. Next on the docket, don't mess with this judge. And I mean, don't mess with this judge. So this defendant, a gentleman by the name of Sidney Newsom, was in the Pike County justice system for a domestic violence charge when he starts throwing things at the judge, Judge Aubrey Rimes. Now you can see from this video, the bailiff is escorting Mr. Newsom out of the courtroom, whereupon Mr. Newsom begins to throw something. Then he throws papers at the judge. And then the clerk has to abandon her position because Mr. Newsom picks up a phone and throws it at the judge. Well, the judge is having none of this. The female bailiff is unable to get Mr. Newsom under control. So the judge comes down off the bench and restrains him on the table until additional deputies arrive. Mr. Newsom was held in contempt for his actions, and more than likely he will face additional charges. I guess the only good thing coming out of this for Mr. Newsom is if he faces additional charges is that Judge Rimes won't be his presiding judge because he's a witness to the charges. In fact, he's a victim. So Mr. Newsom won't have Judge Rimes to deal with anymore, but I bet that Mr. Newsom would like to take that whole day over and start anew, possibly by not throwing things at the judge. Never, ever a good move. I assure you of that. Judges, prosecutors take it rather personal when defendants come at them or throw things at them. Next on the docket, an attorney is disbarred for making porn films in Florida jails. Wow. Is that wrong? Well, yes, it is. This is a cautionary tale for anyone, including attorneys, who thinks they are contemplating making porn movies in jail. The Florida Supreme Court has disbarred Andrew Spark after he pled guilty in connection to soliciting sex from female inmates and making what were described as porn films. The Florida Supreme Court reports concluded that Spark acted selfishly, had a pattern of misconduct, thought what he did was not illegal, and preyed on vulnerable detained women. The pattern of conduct of Mr. Spark relates back to the time when he would go into jail holding cells with females and solicit prostitution from them. The pattern of conduct comes from the fact that Mr. Spark would go to the jail and ask the women to perform sexual acts, which is basically soliciting prostitution. The fact that it's done in a jail under the guise of meeting with clients is even worse, and it breaks one of the tenets of the basic principles of being a lawyer. Always communicate with your attorney, don't steal the client's money, and don't sleep with the clients. Bottom line, don't do it. The good thing is that Mr. Spark will no longer be a member of the bar of the state of Florida. Frankly, I don't think that he can handle the responsibility. Now, this seems like a good time to take a break in the docket and take a quick recess. Do you have a Mr. Spark in your life? Do you think you may have a Mr. Spark in your life? Well, there's only one way really to find out, and that's to go to crimetalksearch.com so that you can do a background search. And when you sign up for that background subscription service, you will be able to anonymously search any name you would like for someone here in the United States, because it will search records here in the United States, millions and millions of records to be in fact, and a report will be generated while you wait, and that will include convictions. It will include if somebody is a sex offender who has to register. Even if they don't have to register, that'll be included. Property records, divorce records, civil judgments, bankruptcies, everything you need to know. Because my guess is Mr. Spark is out there meeting women, and I don't think that he is telling them the whole story. So find out if you're dating a Mr. Spark or maybe a Mrs. Spark. Doesn't matter. Go to crimetalksearch.com. Do that background search. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, things are looking a little down for R. Kelly. For those of you who don't know R. Kelly, he is charged in both the state of New York as well as Chicago with a sundry of charges relating to the abuse of women and children. Well, a co-defendant of singer R. Kelly has pled guilty. A gentleman by the name of Richard Arlene Jr. admitted in open court that in May of 2020, he tried to get women identified as Jane Doe to not go forward with testimony or give any electronic evidence against Mr. R. Kelly. He admitted that what he did was wrong and that he is sorry. As you may recall, when R. Kelly sought a bond reduction so that he could be released pending his trial coming up this summer, one of the arguments that the prosecutor made was that there was a belief that R. Kelly or his associates were in fact intimidating or attempting to tamper with witnesses. And as we talked about yesterday, that's right, tampering with witnesses, intimidating witnesses, cuts to the very heart of our justice system. Not good. And so here we have R. Kelly's co-defendant, who I would guess is probably going to be a witness against R. Kelly. Now, it's a little unclear whether R. Kelly knew exactly what was going on or if it was done at his direction, but certainly Mr. Richard Arlene was acting on Mr. R. Kelly's behalf and clearly trying to negotiate a deal for the benefit of R. Kelly. From some of the calls that were discovered by Mr. Arlene, it appears as though he knew exactly what he was doing and said that he just needed to get some time to talk with R. Kelly without the feds listening in, clearly to make the plan and to make sure that R. Kelly could pay the money. Now, I think that may get a little tough for Mr. R. Kelly since basically he's broke. He now has court-appointed counsel because he has an inability to pay for his own legal defense, which would make it a little difficult for him to cough up $300,000 in cash to buy off witnesses. Regardless, not looking good for R. Kelly. He needs to start accepting his new reality. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Meet Matthew Lethem, 22 years old. All he wanted was a ride home. That's right. It was 4 a.m. and he needed a ride. He didn't have any money, so he called 911. When the police officer arrived, he said, "I can't give you a ride, but I can call a taxi for you." Mr. Lethem said that he didn't have any money to pay for the taxi, so he continued to walk and then called 911 again. The same officer arrived and he was charged with misuse of a 911 system. And of course, upon his arrest, drugs were found. In this particular case, marijuana. Now, Mr. Lethem, you are not the first dumb criminal contestant who has asked for a ride or asked 911 to come, you know, get a beer for him out of the refrigerator. So you're not there. But one would have to think that maybe you'd have a few extra bucks if you didn't have an outline of the state of Florida tattooed smack dab in the middle of your forehead. One could possibly think that the cost of an Uber or taxi ride was spent on that gem of a design. So, Mr. Lethem, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Maybe not necessarily for being such a dumb criminal, because there's been others that have done it before, but maybe for your money management skills, perhaps. All right, that's all we have for you today. Please, if you haven't done so, subscribe, hit that button as well, like the video, leave me a comment below. Also, don't forget to visit us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That's all we have. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.